Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hello, everybody out there in radio land, or am I in radio land, and you're just the people at home, or in your cars, listening to the radio, or listening to the podcast. I don't know. I don't even know if you're listening. Are you listening anymore? At one point, this show, I think, was a novelty, and I think people heard some things that were amusing and interesting and avant-garde, and I think it made a bit of a dent. And now, I don't know who's out there. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea, but I had a little bit of a flub there just before the show. I lost my train of thought, and because Luke brought in a box that somebody sent me in the mail, which came in a few days ago, I guess, and it is full of VHS tapes. Cassette tapes. One of them is a Lover Boy. What am I going to do with that? And a whole manner of, I don't know, are these somebody's throwaways or are they some sort of bizarre tribute from a scary stalking fan? Or is it somebody that I know that is just doing this out of the kindness of their heart? I have no idea who's sending me this stuff and why that is. But I got a box full of stuff. And a few years ago, this happened to me as well, two different times. Somebody sent me stacks of CDs, a lot of them with nothing on them, nothing to it to tell me what it was or who it was or anything like that. But it's happening again. I got a box full of stuff. I was wondering, is it really for me? But it says right on there, Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR, FM 101.9. And so I'm thinking, what's going on? But I'm also going through this phase right now. Like, what's going on? I'm starting to doubt everything. Like, and I've been doing radio. I started radio school in 1983. 83! And I've been doing radio off and on and pirate radio and regular college radio for decades now. And I'm starting to think, you know, maybe it's time. Maybe podcasts are the thing. Maybe they're taking over. Maybe it's time for me to do what I've always kind of dreamed about, been doing for a few years now, and doing something called Bleak's Alt Vault podcast. And that's where I take all the sort of odds and ends, kind of the unheard or maybe heard but not heard much anymore tracks that I've gathered up in my brain over the last 20 some years, and doing a little podcast about that, where, you know, things that I've heard on the radio, that I've played on the radio at different places, and all that. Speaking of which, KUPS Tacoma was a station that I was at for a few years there in the 80s, mid-80s to late 80s. They just won an award, a National American College Radio Award, from, I guess it's MTV2 puts it on, and somebody else, and it's called the Woody Awards. And I guess it's for their, I don't know, somewhat groundbreaking material and finding the new bands and getting them out there. And it's like, you know, for a while there in the 90s, it looks like KUPS was just going to sort of fade out and croak or something. And all of a sudden, they've sort of expanded things a bit. They've sort of taken on a new life, new direction. And I'm sort of wondering, are they doing something right that I should be thinking about doing now? Somewhere, perhaps here, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But one of the things that I did this last couple weeks is I've always loved this certain EP. It's called Burning Skies from Tones on Tail. And I've always really enjoyed the image. Now, I first saw the image, the cover image, in Denver, Colorado, when I was doing a little stint there. And it's the image of the guy, the screaming little guy, cowering in a corner of a dark, very sort of dark, backed into a corner, a dark corner, and he's screaming. And it's from Tones on Tail's Burning Skies EP, and it is, I think, it's the best best vinyl cover that has ever been produced. It is frightening. It is it's somewhat, I don't know, what would you call it? It's somewhat descriptive of the music you're getting. It's very spooky. It's startling. It's and I've on my second shirt, I had to make a shirt myself of this Tones on Tail scene from the Burning Skies EP. So I finally went online. I never had a copy. I had copies of copies, and I've had a copy on a Tones on Tail sort of LP that they mixed all their EPs together in one EP. It's sort of a picture of this image, and it's on the Everything double disc set, and I've had it on cassette, and I've had it everywhere else, but I finally just bit the bullet and got the vinyl, which has gone up in price. I think it's an investment. I don't know. But it's Tones on Tail's Burning Skies. Now, I think this was sort of overshadowed by the time that songs like Go came out. Tones on Tail's Go, which was recently in a car ad, for Christ's sake. I think that sort of overshadowed everything else that Tones on Tail did. And yet, it's the subtler moments of Tones on Tail, the spookier side, the darker things that I find most fascinating. Even though I love Go as a track, as a tremendous track. But so I'm going to be playing you the whole Burning Skies EP tonight from Tones on Tail. Tones on Tail, if you don't know, and I don't know how you don't know, is Daniel Ash mainly, who was in Bauhaus at the same time, kind of at the end of Bauhaus, which, of course, was Peter Murphy, Daniel Ash, David Jay, and Kevin Haskins, who's David Jay's brother, by the way. So Tones on Tail was Daniel Ash on guitar and Glenn Campling, who I guess was a roadie, Bauhaus roadie. So Glenn Campling did the bass. And later on, they were joined up by Kevin Haskins again, who got on drums and did his thing on drums. But Tones on Tail was sort of a thing Daniel Ash wanted to do that was sort of the antithesis of Bauhaus, and yet it was probably more gothic and more spooky than anything. I mean, Daniel Ash said something like he wanted Tones on Tail to sound like it was coming from another world, another planet. So in some ways it does resemble like some sort of dark jazz from another world. It's quite interesting. But anyway, we're going to start the night with this entire EP of Tones on Tail. It's four songs. So the first one is Burning Skies from Tones on Tail on CITR 101.9 and Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We'll be right back.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place. And there are 1,000 exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah, here we are. We've been listening to Tones on Tail. What in the... Tones on Tail's EP, Burning Skies, and that took us right to 8 o'clock. Isn't that something? The last track there, You, the Night, and the Music, that one has inspired me greatly over the last 20... how long has it been now? 25 years? 24? 25? I don't know. Longer than that? What am I... Let me see. 20 years ago was 89. So, yeah, that's something like 25, 26 years. You, the Night, and the Music. Before that, When You're Smiling. That's the B-side. When You're Smiling and You, the Night, and the Music from Tones on Tail. Started off the show with the first two tracks from Burning Skies EP by Tones on Tail. First track was Burning Skies, and the second one was Okay, This Is the Pops. And I have the vinyl right here in front of me, and it's a beautiful art, very artfully done, executed, dark, spooky thing. Now you can see the cover, you can see what I'm talking about, at least part of it, if you go to my Facebook. You can find my Facebook at look up Bleak, B-L-E-E-K, Swinney, not Sweeney, pisses me off. Swinney, S-W-I-N-N-E-Y, and you can see the cover. Basic picture. You can't see the. I kind of cut out the top. You can see the top title, Tones on Tail. It says on top, and that's it. And it's just dark and scary. And I think it's the best vinyl ever put out because of the art and the tracks on it. And those tracks have kept me smiling and in goosebumps for decades now. It's been a beautiful thing. So we're going to be, like I said, we're going to be playing it by ear the rest of the show. It's just kind of what I felt like. Since I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know. I'm really thinking about stuff. We're going to be hearing a track from Liechtenstein. Or like they say where I work for some reason, Liechtenstein. So this is a track from their CD Survival Strategies in a Modern World. And we're going to be hearing the track called Postcard on Slumberland Records. This is...
Thank you. Gonna have to get old, gonna have to go blind. Slow it down now, slow it down, my God. Thank you.
Something went way wrong there. Anyway, this is the Horrors. And Scarlet Fields on Exquisite Corpse. Stay tuned, please. We'll be right back. Hi, kids. Yes, it's Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 Vancouver Magazine there with The Light Pours Out of Me, Howard Devoto of Magazine. Of course, formerly of Buzzcocks. You kind of dropped the Buzzcocks when you felt like things were going too mainstream in the punk scene. Or something like that. Formed Magazine and went on to other things like, Luxuria, to name another one. And I don't know what else. I forget. You're listening to CITR on the FM dial at 101.9 FM. Or you're listening to a podcast of the show. I don't know. Maybe you are. If you were, I wouldn't know. Because nobody tells me. Nobody says anything. You could write to me. You could acknowledge that you listen. You could do something like that. But you don't. You never do. And you don't send me flowers anymore either, by the way. You know what? Tomorrow night, Mint Records is having a ridiculously early Christmas party at the Biltmore with Black Wizard, I think. No, maybe not. I don't know. No, maybe. This is a separate event here. Black Wizard and Stryker at El Dorado. Yeah. And Califone at the Rickshaw on Friday night. There's a few things going on. And Saturday night, you got Little Girls, who we played earlier. That's the, right before the show, we were playing a bunch of tracks from the album by a guy who names himself Little Girls. He sounds a lot like Blank Dogs to me, which is a very good thing. I still like Blank Dogs, even though they flaked out on me in that interview that we were planning. Then he was like, "Oh, I don't exist anymore. I don't know who you are." Or something, I don't know, something to that effect. Flaked out. He's probably, in his early 20s. And I love people in their early 20s, but they tend to sort of drop the ball on you. You think they're always sort of in transit or transient, and somehow they're always sort of. Anyway. Doesn't help to get it in writing either, no. Anyway, Walter TV and Cat Attack. What am I looking at? Cat Attack and Little Girls at the Balmoral on Saturday. And the Parallels and Illiterature at El Dorado. And Baby D at the Roundhouse. And then on Sunday, you got Tristezza and Drew Andrews at the Media Club, don't you know? So, that'd be fun. And Jandex coming, and Luke did a special Jandek thing on Wednesday morning. Did you hear a noise on Wednesday? He did a special feature on Jandek. Very odd individual, Jandek. I think he's still doing his thing down in Texas. It's sort of lo-fi, spooky, pseudo-cerebral kind of trippy music. I don't know what to call it. He's at the Scotiabank Dance Center on Monday. And Luke Top, I think that says. And Sue Wizard, the Shilohs at Biltmore on Monday. And Tuesday, of course, we got Shindig Finals with Half Chinese and Kidnap Kids and Semis, I guess you call them up here. Semis number 3 and Winners at Railway. And Intelligence and Twin Crystals and White Lung will be at the Fortune Sound Club at, where, I don't know where that is, but that's on Tuesday as well. And I can't really read that other one. Next week on Wednesday, you got Stereos in the Midway State at Vogue. Some of the things going on. And then on the 25th, they got a little event called Christmas that happens, I think, once a year around these parts. And last year was good. It was a pretty good event. I think I'll go again this year. Ow. Bumped my knee on something sharp, you know? But I did it for effect, because it's good radio. Now, so where are we at here? I think I need to play for you some announcements, and then we'll get back into some more music. And if you have any questions or comments or requests at this point, why don't you give me a call here. Give me a call at 604-822-2487. 822-2487. Which is, and if you're looking at the letters on your phone, that is UBC, which is the university we are at here. CITR, which are our, what they call call letters. You get it? UBC CITR. You can call that. Make a request or something. Huh? Won't you do that? Anyway, listen to this.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
Thanks, Mark. Right now we're going to be hearing a band called Kuzakia. They are from Tacoma, Washington, where I go often these days, or the suburb of Tacoma anyway, Gig Harbor and around there. My mom lives there. I still go there, and I listen to my old radio station when I'm down there, KUPS, who won that Woody Award this year for, out of 300 stations or so, they won number one station of the universe or something, the American College Radio, for their playing music or something, I guess. Huh? Can't we do that up here? Can't we play music and win awards? Let's hear a track now from Kuzakia called A Digression on Exquisite Corpse Radio, you know.
Forgot that you were leaving.
yeah, okay. We had a request for some Thrill Kill Cult, so I'm going to be playing that next. Okay. But that right there was Grand Archives from the album Keep in Mind Frankenstein. Not really the kind of thing I play at my show a lot, but what the heck, you know? Colin Newman did Alone from A to Z, or A to Z, and that was heard, and you might have heard that in the Silence of the Lambs, particularly creepy scene. And very good track from Colin Newman. Let's hear a track now from Thrill Kill Cult. This is Days of Swine and Roses on CITR.
Bitch. I'm going to find her. I'm going to kill her.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
After being closed for more than a year, the Balmoral has received a minor facelift and reopened its doors to the public on December 5th, 2009. Come celebrate the grand opening featuring No More Strangers with one of Toronto's hottest bands, Blue Girls, and special guests, Vancouver's own surf pop heroes, Walter TV, and the always feisty Cat Attack. With the Winnie Cooper DJs, Punk the Drunk, Christian Flores, Brock to the Future, and Hunter Evil. December 5th at the reinvigorated Balmoral, located at 159 East Hastings. Doors open at 9, bands go on at 10.
That is Genevieve Pasquier, a song called Remember from her album Soap Bubble Factory. We heard My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult in there, Days of Swine and Roses, from Confessions of a Knife, the vinyl we had from our library here. And this is bleak. I'm going to have to be saying